We're a continuation with the Restoration of All Things 2, looking at energy healing frequency. These are sometimes controversial subjects, so it's important that we know we have the Holy Spirit of Truth in us and with us as our guide. We have Jesus, the way, the truth, and life in us and with us to disciple us, that we keep on that way, walking with him. We have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. So there's nothing to be fearful on looking at controversial subjects, as long as we keep in mind that love is what we use to measure and test everything against. Don't use your Bible knowledge. Don't use your theology. Use love. Love will keep you safe. Love will keep you following the right path because God is love. Perfect love casts out fear. Don't be afraid of looking at some of these difficult subjects. Perfect love casts out fear. We're looking at four streams of thought that are converging into one mighty river of restoration: mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, and energy frequency healing. So this is what we're covering in these few sessions. Restoration includes personal wholeness, bringing our whole being, body, soul, and spirit into the oneness that is within the circle of the dance of Father, Son, and Spirit. Energy frequency healing is being restored in this transition period to help us to be made whole. Energy and thought, expanded consciousness, will use the revelation of frequency and quantum physics. And when we begin to see that our mind can focus energy and can focus through thoughts and intention and use the revelation of frequency and quantum physics that is being released to choose realities that are aligned to the heart of God, we're expanding our way of doing things from the natural to the supernatural to back to the reality of the eternal. So I've been on a long journey to discover the restoration of frequency and energy truth. Years ago, I would have totally contradicted what I'm going to teach you now, but revelation is progressive and God has been leading me on this journey. If he told me the things now that I know now in 2010, I would struggle with it. But in 2010, in my first consistent heavenly encounters, I was given a quantum physics lesson. In that lesson, I was shown how the spiritual physical realm works together, how Jesus did miracles, all those type of things, how creation took place, and even went back to see how it was birthed. And I was encouraged to pursue understanding frequency, resonance, and harmony. Now, I'm not a musician. I do come from a science background, so I recognize some of the terminology, but actually, I didn't really understand any of it. And at that point, I had no idea where this journey was going to go. But as I Google frequency, resonances, and harmony, I discovered very little Christian information, but lots of New Age type material. And that put me on guard at that point in time. But what I did, I nurtured the desire in my heart. Because when God says something, even if I don't understand it, I'm not going to reject it. Even though I was in some way surprised by it. But I just cultivated the desire. I nurtured it. I kept it in the center of my heart. Now, that wasn't a conscious thing that I thought about it all the time, but I deliberately chose to place it within my heart and to say to God, okay, whatever, I'm open. God directed and guided me on this journey of discovery. And through the last 10 years, I've been on a journey to understand more about how creation works, how creation is connected, how the spiritual and the physical, how some of the quantum physics stuff can give you insight into how you can do certain things in the miraculous, as we would have called it. But I think it's just normal for sons, these things. Energy and frequency are related to many different healing modalities. And this is sort of the main area that it's being restored. But it goes beyond that into many other different areas. It's also related to consciousness and creativity. When we begin to see that we can focus the frequency of our brainwaves and we can entrain our brainwaves to align with the heart of God, the mind of Christ, the anointed mind, then our mind has great capacity to choose and create realities aligned with the heart of God. As a son, we are to radiate the frequency of heaven in the earth. We carry a frequency of sonship, and each one of us carries something of that heavenly frequency within and we are to release that individually, but also corporately into the earth. We can use intention to choose and create reality around us. Now, I've looked at this before, and I'm not going to go into it in detail, but I've chosen realities which weren't normally naturally possible many times and seen them come about because I focused my intention and the universe responded to me because I'm a son. So God is unveiling truth with strategies to reclaim the use of energy healing and other frequency-based technologies to facilitate change and transformation. Alternative Christian therapies is one way of looking at it. ACT, reclaiming energy healing. Einstein is purported to have said, the future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. And people are beginning to understand this. And people are using frequencies to bring about healing in many different ways and many different applications. And there are many different things that we can look at. The therapeutic uses of frequency, aroma touch, raindrop therapy using essential oils, RTE, releasing toxic emotions, releasing that using essential oils, crystal infused energy oils, flower essences, light and crystal therapy, sound therapy using crystal bowls and other sound frequencies, music therapy, communion frequency transformation. When you take communion and you take on the very life and energy that God has within the body and blood of Jesus, it is life-changing and life-transforming, right down to a genetic level. Bioenergy devices, Rife machines, Trinfinity 8, Spooky 2, which I have. Mathematical binary substance coding, fractal amplification resonator, sacred geometry infusion, pure solfeggio sound tones and harmonic crystal tuning, rapid quartz crystal rod transmission. Now, some of these you may have never heard of, and you may have no idea what they're about. And actually, I don't fully understand all of these things, but they are things that are out there, and people are beginning to use to bring about healing and wholeness in people. Now, not all these people are Christians, but it doesn't mean that the technology doesn't work or the principles behind the technology of frequency and harmony don't work either. They do. Those people may not be necessarily connected to God, but Jesus said if they're for us, then that's okay. They're not against us. So some people, obviously, I would be testing and seeing who were using these things and what was their philosophy. And I would not necessarily engage in being treated by these people if I needed it. But in reality, the machines and the technology and the principles behind it are not new age. They're old age. They're ancient age. They're how God created the universe. So sound and light and free, they're all part of God is light. God speaks things into being. God holds things together by the words of his power, the power of his words. These things are something within creation. So sound healing through various technologies is the educated and conscious use of sound, the energy of sound, to reach identified goals, promote wellness in the human system, including mental, emotional, and physical health. Now we know in the Bible when David played music to Saul, it calmed him down from demonic attack and rage. So what was it? Was it just the music, the particular notes David plays, or his intention? What was his intention in playing it that Saul experienced and felt as a result of being carried on the musical instrument, the sound waves that he was producing? That's the key. Intention is really vital to understand. So science has proven that sound vibrations have a strong impact upon substance. For example, the study of cymatics has shown how sound creates geometric patterns in matter. So they play certain notes or certain frequencies of sound to sand or other material that can be moved around on a magnet, on a plate, and you see patterns formed as a result of the sound. So creation itself is patterned using sound. Well, we know that Jesus spoke it into being. His grace, his divine enabling power is the strings, the minute patterns of energy within the fabric of everything that exists. And those things can be affected by intention and by sound frequencies. Sound healing is founded on the premise that all matter is vibrating at specific frequencies, which it is. And then if you match those frequencies, you can either enhance or destroy negative things and enhance positive things. It's depending on which way you use a frequency. Like a lady with a high operatic voice can shatter a wine glass because she matched the vibration frequency, the resonance of the glass, and it shattered and it was broken. So here are some pictures of different notes played and the resulting cymatic patterns that are formed using sand or other material. So you can see they make beautiful patterns and they're all different. The patterns are different depending on the frequency or the notes. And this is a piano note. So piano music was played to using the cymatics type experiments. And these were some of the beautiful frequencies which were seen. Now, I've got an app on my phone that will listen to sound and produce similar patterns. You can get geometric ones that produce 3D patterns. Sound has an effect on matter, and sound and energy working together can effectively transform things, change things. Dr. Emoto states that the sound affects the molecular structure of water. Now, water is a fascinating subject. Obviously, it can be gas, liquid, vapor, solid. We're approximately 70% water, therefore sound also affects consciousness, as our brains are approximately 80% water. So this can have a positive or negative effect on us. Many ancient civilizations and modern indigenous cultures have used sounds to heal, access higher levels of consciousness for thousands of years. This is not a new thing. This isn't New Age. This is something which is built into creation. So here are some pictures where music was played to water and then the water was crystallized, and here are the crystal forms that you can see. Now some beautiful music forms beautiful crystals. Heavy metal song forms an amorphous mass. A more melancholy song, Heartbreak Hotel, also doesn't actually form a full beautiful crystal. So the intention of the music, what it was written with, who wrote it, how it was played, can have an effect on water. And if it affects water, we can see frequencies can affect our being and other things. So research has shown that each of us has a root or soul frequency that we vibrate at. We are vibrating just as much as everything else. We are energy vibrating at a frequency that forms matter. This frequency is most apparent when we're centered and grounded in rest or living loved. When we're in that state of rest and we're in that love state, that bliss state, that bubble of love, unconditionally accepted, knowing our identity, then we are radiating a frequency which is a positive frequency, which is creating an energy field around us. That frequency naturally emanates from us as an energy field when we're in a state of rest or peace. Or if we're in a state of anxiety, worry, or fear, we're creating another energy field around us. Those energy fields can draw things to them. Negative things are drawn to negative frequencies or bad attitudes or other things that we emanate around us, the way we think. Let's draw positive frequencies towards us. Let's draw the angelic realm towards us rather than the opposite realm. So we emanate around us as a bio field, a quantum field, you can call it lots of different things. Now, this can be measured. The heart is really the center of this. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we can interact with people and know the intentions of their heart when we can tune into these energy fields and pick up the vibrations. People can do this instinctively. They know what someone's thinking. Sometimes they feel what's going on around someone. We talk about people walking around under a dark cloud. We talk about walking into a room and feeling the atmosphere, can cut the atmosphere with a knife. These are all because we're tuning into something which is operating at an unseen level. We radiate frequencies that affect reality at a quantum level. We do this all the time. but we can choose to focus those frequencies. We are the frequency to answer creation's groaning. Creation is groaning, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. When we know our identity, our frequency level is raised to entrained or aligned with the frequency of God. And when we know his heart, cardiogenosis, knowledge of the heart, intimacy, then our whole being and the desires of our heart and how we think in our heart is aligned with God's heart, and creation recognizes that. We need to be at rest, living in love, joy, and peace, for rivers of living energy to flow for our innermost being. And that is what rivers of living water are. They're energy fields that can produce love, joy, and peace, and healing, and other things around us. Hence Peter's shadow healing people. It wasn't his shadow. It was the light that was in him radiating and emanating around him in a field of energy. People could touch Jesus and energy could flow from him and heal them. These are things which are in the Bible, but we're now discovering more in the science behind it. This is a quote by Richard Conn Henry, professor of physics and astronomy at Johns Hopkins University. So quite a high level scientist. Get over it and accept the inarguable conclusion: the universe is immaterial, mental, and spiritual. What we see is a physical manifestation in physical form of vibrating energy. And that is connected to how we think spirituality and consciousness is actually immaterial in one sense, although we can connect to it in a visual and material sense. One goal of using frequency and energy is to help people regain their identity by penetrating their limited and resistant mindsets with truth, so we can focus intentional truth towards people to break down the barriers of defense mechanisms and coping mechanisms so that they can know who they truly are, and then they can then begin to vibrate at that high frequency that God intends. Now, some people will say, well, why don't we use normal Christian healing methods? Why do you need to get into all this weird stuff? Well, who says they're not normal from God's perspective? Don't just assume from your own limited religious perspective that these things aren't normal. God created them. God made things from energy. God spoke things into being. God holds all these things together. Frequency is not something we created. It's something he did. The quantum field and the quantum mechanics are us just discovering things that he created in the first place. Jesus used many different ways to heal people, in fact. Some were instant miracles, but some ongoing therapeutic processes. And one of the words that Jesus used for healing is therapeuto, which is therapy, process. Jesus used words. He spoke and healing happened. How? How does his words engage someone's sickness and that sickness was restored or healed? Because the words were vibrating with energy, with intention. He used energy fields. People came close to him and energy went from him into them. Power, another form of energy released through touch. He also used spit, mud, directives, do this, and people got healed, commands, and rebukes. He rebuked the fever, and the fever left, which indicates it may have been associated with a spiritual dimension that caused that sickness. Jesus discerned and then creatively chose which way he was going to heal. So when we resonate or agree with truth, synchronization begins to take place. In other words, the mind of God and our mind come into agreement and we're synchronized. We're now united in unity, in unison, and unity commands a blessing. It takes place at a subconscious level within our heart, and we're entrained or drawn to that reality. When God reveals something to us and we are in agreement with that, and we're united in it, then we are drawn towards that reality, and we then begin to frame that reality in our thinking. It is a hope or an expectation that the substance of faith begins to manifest. That's how these things work. There's great power in agreement. And changes can begin to take place. Things reconnect, memories open up, realignment can occur when we begin to come into agreement and let this entrainment process take place. Cooperate with it. Pursue it. Creation in its original form was harmonious. Everything played its part in an amazing symphony of color, sound, frequency, all vibrating in unison. Now, I've been back and seen that before the fall, before all of this mess that we're now in, and this groaning. I saw it and I felt amazing. I felt awesome and I felt its awesomeness that I'm part of, because we've all been part of this. We were all light within the fabric of creation before we came into this realm. So we all have memory of this if we can reconnect to it. When I was in the Father's garden many years ago, and I was just resting, and he was trying to teach me how to be, not to do. And every time I tried to do something, he would just look and I would just have to stop. And eventually I so relaxed and so rested in that place that I floated in the air. And I felt so peaceful that all the fragments of my being, the particles of my being, down to my atoms and all the particles that make up my atoms, went back out into creation and connected to it. I felt its groaning, but I also felt the desire for our sonship to bring its freedom. It was an amazing experience. So I know that we are going to see creation restored back to God's original intention, and it will be awesome. So with the cherubim's rebellion, now the cherubim, the covering cherubim, who was a light bearer and a musician, which is about frequency, with that and the fall of man, aspects of creation became discordant, groaning, and waiting for restoration. They're waiting for us to start vibrating and carrying the consciousness which will create this transformation process. There are many types of sound that can resonate intent. Frequencies, pitches, beats, musical intervals, music and energy, all these type of things. There are many people using different frequencies within musical composition and sounds with intent for different purposes like healing, realignment, harmony, unity, love, joy, peace. The most common musical interval used to express love and healing is the musical third, 528 hertz. That frequency is a musical third. And if you want to technically look at this, you can Google it all. 713 hertz is known as the resurrection frequency and is restorative. Del Hungerford, who's a friend of mine, has music in these frequencies that you can buy and purchase, and she has made these things with intent. Samuel Lane, SML Music, you can find that on SoundCloud, produces all our background music with intent in certain keys as he's led, and he has intention within it for harmony, for restoration, for all sorts of different things, healing, oneness, throne room engagements, many, many things, a father's heart, different things that when you play it, it helps you to meditate and to begin to come into activation in those areas. So here's a diagram which has various frequencies and energy fields which create and are used to do things, DNA repair, change, lots of different things. So we're quite familiar with the natural music of love, which often has some sadness and melancholy about it because of mankind's lostness and brokenness. Generally, it's the broken hearts that get produced in music and inspired. But music can connect us emotionally to the intent and memory, hence nostalgia. Sometimes you hear a song played over the radio or the TV, and it takes you back to the memory that was connected to where you heard that song. Maybe the song that was playing when you first met your wife or husband, or a memory. And some of those can be good memories, and some of them can be negative memories. That a song triggers a negative memory and brings up that memory from your subconscious, and all of a sudden you start feeling fearful, or you start feeling joyful or excited. The blues, bluegrass, jazz, classical affects our mood and therefore our emotions. Something within the intent of it, how it's played, has the ability to touch us. Rock, pop, Dixieland, boogie woogie, big band, swing, bebop, straight ahead, acid jazz, fusion, metaphysical. And these, all types of music, can stir up many different emotions, some as sadness, happiness, and excitement. The intent is important, but also the way it's played and the frequency and the beat and the rhythm can also have an effect. So music has the intention of the composer embedded within it to connect with our emotions. So when you play back the music, the intention is carried by the sound to communicate to the listener. It's embedded within it. Now you think, well, that's really fanciful. Well, we can bed music into a piece of plastic and call it a CD. We can embed music as a series of zeros and ones on a memory stick and play MP3s. So it's no more weird that intention can be stored within the fabric of the sound to be released to the listener to communicate something. Our spirits can also connect with intentions, and we can train our senses to discern things. We can pick up vibrations. We can pick up energy field changes. We can learn to pick up our environment and see what's going on around us, what's happening in the atmosphere, what's going on in the atmosphere of the earth, what's going on in a community, what's going on in our home. So if something's going on in our home with our children, we should be able to pick up those senses. There are spheres of authority that we have the right to access, and we can engage them with our spirit to begin to sense what's going on with those frequencies, energy waves. We can also release our intentions through frequencies. Paul imparted into physical material to minister to people at a distance. What was he imparting? You could say the anointing, but what was the anointing? An electrical charge or energy or vibration that he imparted by his intention to bring healing or deliverance to people into material. So when that material was laid on somebody, then they became delivered or healed. This is something which they knew to understand. Now, there are many other clinical studies covered by in Lynn McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment, that have proven that our intention not only affects matter, it also affects ourselves and others. The intention experiment uses collection of people coming together in agreement and unity, focusing their attention to see things happen. And there are testimonies of people coming together to focus on a lost child being found. And they started to visualize or choose the reality where that information would be released, and their testimonies where this happened. And one of the keys in that book is intention, how we focus our intention. Dr. Emoto got people to focus their intention on a polluted water course in Japan, and that water course got unpolluted. It became purified through people's intention. Now, one famous experiment in this was a doctor wanted to disprove healing by Christians. So he asked a group of Christians to pray for a group of people. And he took an arbitrary group of people, a group of people who were all suffering from some sort of disease, terminal illness. And he split the group in two arbitrarily. He didn't know what was going on with them. He just split a group that he found. And then he asked people to pray for one half of the group, and the other half of the group would be the control group. Now, to statistically prove this, you'd have to do this hundreds and hundreds of times to satisfy science. But he found that in the group that had been prayed for, there was a significant amount of people who got healed, totally restored, and made well. Now, what he didn't tell the people was, he chose a group from years before, possibly even 10 years or more before. And he didn't know the outcome of those people. He just chose a group of people. So not even time can stop our intention working. Now, did those people change the past? No, they'd always been used in the past, because when you're focused together as believers, agreeing with God's heart to heal, and you're in him, you have access. That intention can even reach into the past and people can be affected by that from what we do in the future. Now, obviously, you need a mandate to do this, but the reality is these things are possible. I've done this numerous times, and so have others that I've heard about are able to engage in the past. I don't believe you change history, but I believe you've always been used in history from their perspective. You're only aware of it now from your perspective. But in him, it's the eternal now. So everything is now, and we can access everything and anything in him. So quantum physics actually explains how this works. It's all based on the main law of resonance. A strong resonant frequency will overcome and entrain a weaker frequency into the same vibration as the stronger. So when we engage God, who is the greater speed of light, the highest frequency of love, if you like, pure love, amazing love, then that affects us. We begin to be drawn to connect and become vibrating at that frequency. So we're aligned with him. We become like him. That what we behold and engage, we become like. So the more time we spend with God, the greater change there is in us to be like him, to be a reflection of his glory. So that our glory would, in sonship, is a reflection of our Father's glory. Entrainment is to pull or draw along after itself. That's what the word really means. So we're entrained to draw after or follow the higher frequency. We're drawn to it. In essence, entrainment refers to a natural phenomenon in which one entity resonates synchronicity with another in response to its dominant frequency of vibration. And sometimes this happens with people. You get affected by people's moods, and your mood is affected by their mood. How? How are you actually affected by someone else's mood? Because their mood is an intentional frequency, or even an unintentional frequency, but it is a frequency which we can connect to. Now let's start connecting to the higher frequencies of love, of joy, of peace, of enlightenment, of having our minds enlightened through these truths so that our minds can function according to this revelation. Brainwave entrainment, the practice of entraining one's brainwave to a desired frequency. And you can use frequency, you can use music, you can use intention to actually change the patterns of your brainwaves to become alpha, beta, theta, gamma, different waves, delta waves. So we've gone into this in detail when we looked at frequency. Entrainment biomusicology, the synchronization of organisms to an external rhythm. Now, this is often called the circadian rhythm. There's entrainment in chronobiology, the alignment of the circadian system's period and phase to the period and phase of an external rhythm, the rhythm of the revolving of the earth or the revolving of the moon. There are other things. People talk about being affected by the frequency of the stars and being free from them or untangled from the effect of certain star systems or planetary systems or other things which are giving off a frequency. It's all based, in fact, it sounds a bit weird because we're not used to thinking about these things, but we can begin to focus these things, use biomusicology. We can actually choose to engage things. How do you think sort of animals are able to migrate and find their original origin, like salmon, who will go out into the ocean and end up coming back to the same river? How do they do that? How do certain birds, how do they go back to their nesting sites when they've traveled thousands of miles? There's something that they're connected to within the frequency of the planet or the magnetic frequency, energy of the planet that they can connect to, that can draw them, that they follow those frequencies back to their home base. Homing pigeons, other things like this. It's not just memory. There's something that their being can do. Now, if animals can do it, then we as the higher form, sons of God, should be able to learn how to do it. Even an intention is a vibration. Some intentions are very pure, like sending love to someone. Some are more complex frequency combinations. But since intention is simply a frequency, the strength and quality of the intention will contribute to its effectiveness. We've got to focus our intention. As you focus light and it becomes a laser beam, you focus sound and it can actually destroy things. It's so powerful. We can focus intention and it can have a very positive effect. If you hold an intention of healing love for someone in need, it will exponentially be more powerful when you hold it without distraction. Sometimes we have an intention, but we get distracted by other things in life and we don't focus that or keep it focused. If you can hold the intention for an extended period of time with a heavenly focus, that as it is in heaven, then manifestations will occur on earth as agreed in heaven. We come into agreement with the heart of God in heaven. We become a gateway of that manifestation into the earth. And we can focus that, making decrees, declarations, calling it forth, focusing our legislative, governmental authority to see these things manifest on the earth. E equals mc squared is Einstein's famous energy equals mass times the speed of light squared equation. The equation says that energy or mass or matter are interchangeable. They are different forms of the same thing. Under the right conditions, energy can become mass and vice versa. Jesus changed the molecular structure of water into wine by choosing that reality, focuses in attention, and the molecules responded to the frequency of his intention. His choice, they responded because he knew how to focus his intention even at a molecular level. And we have the evidence that water was turned into wine. Jesus controlled the vibrational frequency of water, changing it from liquid to solid so he could step on it and walk across the lake. Jesus controlled the frequency of the cells of his body and they became non-local and invisible, and he walked through people by what's often called quantum tunneling. He did that. Jesus trans-relocated a boat full of disciples across a lake by choosing that reality. How did he do it? Because he knew how he could focus engaging the molecular structure of people and material things and taking them into a non-local realm, and instantly they're on the other side, which is what quantum tunneling is. You actually go into the non-local realm, which is operating at a different speed of light or a different time frame, and you come out instantly on the other side. They went to the lake instantly. Jesus did these things. We can learn through the power of our conscious thoughts and words to create and choose a better reality for ourselves. Don't get trapped in your past, but choose a better future. When connected spiritually to a higher power or reality and a higher dimension, our consciousness can change our reality for a better. Now, there's 12-step programs all focus on this. Now, those 12-step programs were originally created by Christians, because they knew the power was God, and his desire is for us to be made whole and to be free from all bondage of addiction. So they're looking for a higher power, and they're believing that that higher power can effectively change for the better. Now, there's some truth in that when we start thinking that way, because our thoughts and our words become positive and we're aligned to it. But they're so much better when we're connected to the true higher power, the great creator of the whole universe, our Father God, the Jesus, the Son of God, the Spirit of God. We can connect and our consciousness can begin to change reality. Creation will respond to us as it responded to his thoughts and intentions of his heart and when he spoke it into being. Sound energy affects matter. Every geometric shape corresponds to sound mathematically. In fact, many believe that information embedded in a sound is the information that actually creates the shape of everything in nature. So you have beautiful shapes in nature that are connected to frequency and energy vibration. In nature, we find patterns, designs, structures from the most smallest unseen particles to things seen by the human eyes to the greater cosmos that are all patterned. These inevitably follow geometrical patterns which reveal to us the nature of each form and its vibrational resonances. And often this is called the golden mean or the golden ratio, because it's a mathematical function of the mathematics of phi that are effectively repeated right throughout creation in different fractal versions. So through connecting to frequency, we can tune into creation and reconnect to our relationship with the whole of the created order. God has called us as sons to effectively see restoration with creation and restore our stewardship into its right relationship, connecting to the sacred geometric foundation of everything. We connect to creation as sons of God to answer its groan. The images are often called sacred geometry because they're part of the actual structure of the entire universe. God is the designer and creator, the flower of life, has every single component of reality embedded in this one image, which is connected to the tree of life, Metatron's cube, the Merkaba, in a geometric sense. But this is frequency, which is the frequency of God's thoughts and words that hold this all together. And so some of these pictures and some of these images are beautiful, and God has led me into this. You know, I first engaged Metatron's cube when I found myself in the center of it, seeing the amazing multifaceted things within it. And then I started to see the external shape of it. We as a group here engaged in an activation, and we all were engaged in Metatron's cube from a different perspective, independently, but because God led us to it. So we knew there was something in it. The Merkaba, that particular shape, and it's a gateway, a connection of gateways, a connection of energy fields. There's so much of levels within it, but we can begin to connect to this and see we have a part to play, producing frequencies that realign the creation back to God's original intention. We have this flower of life, seed of life, and you can see amazing pictures within it once you tune and train yourself to see. You might just think, well, there's circles in there. Oh, yeah, and there's sort of flower petals in there. And then you look and see, oh, there are other shapes within there. So here's the tree of life shape, which was within there. Then you have these different dimensional shapes of Metatron's cube, which are connected to portals of energy and connecting points of energy and dimensional shapes. Because there you can see a cube, you can see different shapes within it. If you just allow a spirit to engage it, then you have the Merkaba and you can see different shapes within this. There you have the government of heaven and the government of earth. Remember the mountain of the Lord, the mountain of the heavenly mountain of Zion, which is from on above, and you can see the reflection intertwined and producing connection points of energy gates, which are within us, are within creation, and you can begin to engage those different energy gates, and you can begin to activate limitless energy within you. In the film Doctor Strange, which is a Marvel film, when they started connecting to this unseen realm, there you had many of these type of shapes being formed. And as he was being trained, his whole mind was focused in the empirical. He was focused in as a surgeon. He didn't believe in the metaphysical. But when he lost his ability as a surgeon, he pursued a way of being restored, and he discovered the metaphysical. And then as a result of that, he learned how to harness energy, go through energy portals, and do amazing things. It's just a film, but it's an inspiring film to what we can do when we begin to able to activate energy by intention and force, and we can draw energy from the unseen realm, we can draw zero point energy, we can focus energy, we can open gates and portals to go through, we can activate things, we can minister healing, we can focus our intention of energy and activate this. So then you have the golden ratio, or the golden mean, phi. The golden spiral is based on the golden mean ratio. The ratio is found throughout all life. Phi is 1.618. And on and on and on. Also, when a person is transmitting love, the heart actually creates a sound that is made up of golden mean harmonics. Now, it's not a sound you can hear with your natural range of hearing, but it's a sound or a frequency which is generated. And we have this amazing sense that we are generating energy frequencies that can have an effect on the whole of creation if we learn with intention to focus it. So you have some amazing golden spiral or golden mean things within different shells, within patterns, within flowers, within the face, within the pyramids, within art, within all these type of things. You can find these things within it, even the very ear. So there's lots you can see out there that are connected to this. And you see fractals, and you'll see it within people's paintings, people who are connecting to the creative side. All of this is by design. And we can use this design and engage with it and learn how to focus it. Steve Hampton, who is a guy who gave me my first crystal bowl, says this: healing of the spirit, soul, and body comes naturally, supernaturally. Our Creator set up us as sustainable creatures with incredible capacity to tip the scales towards the recovery end of wellness. You're designed with excellence and with spirit energy and can shift the balance. Live today, spirit engaged. Don't just drift through life. Focus your intention to live whole. He also said this: fireflies demonstrate bioluminescence, which causes their bodies to glow, giving them the nickname lightning bugs. The Creator designed us with spirit chemistry that activates us as luminaries in the heavens and on earth. Engage your spirit with Creator's design. Live today, spirit engaged. Health is the state of coming into balance and harmony with our identity and destiny as sons. As thought forms our energy, the intention with which one approaches healing work is really the uttermost importance. We need to focus and learn to focus. It isn't enough just to hope for the best. Well, I'm going to pray for healing and hope for the best. We can do better than that. We can learn to focus our intention, a clearly formed thought that is released intentionally. We need our minds renewed and our consciousness expanded to begin to be able to process this, engage this, activate this. Frequencies have a mental, emotional, and physical impact on us. This happens whether we like it or not. Our consciousness can be expanded through mindfulness, using sound, light, energy, vibration, and frequency, so that we can become more in tuned, entrained. We can begin to have this resonance with the mind of Christ. Having the anointed mind, a focused mind, a powerful mind. The power of words, intentions can be focused to help us choose and create the reality which aligns with our destiny and the heart of God. Nikola Tesla said this: if you wish to understand the universe, think energy, frequency, vibration. Now, he was an amazing, creative guy. He wasn't a businessman, so you don't hear a lot about his inventions, but he developed so many patterns with ideas that are focused because he was a creative mind. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Everything is energy. Your thoughts begins it, your emotions amplify it, and your action increases its momentum. We need to come at it as a unified approach: body, soul, and spirit. Mind, emotions, will. Everything that exists vibrates at a certain frequency. When the frequency rises, it raises consciousness. Love is the only feeling that makes us give quantum consciousness jumps. So love is at the center of this. God is love. Love must be our motivating factor in all of these things. Einstein: we're slowed down sound and light waves, a bundle, walking bundle of frequencies tuned into the cosmos. We are souls dressed up in a sacred biochemical garments, and our bodies are the instruments through which our souls play their music. Now, I don't know whether Einstein actually said that, but it's a beautiful quote anyway. Vibrate at the highest frequency possible. And there are crystals built into the fabric of creation that also vibrate and give off energy or absorb energy. Different things. You can find that in the high priest breastplate, the Umin and the Thumin, where information was given or answers questions using the vibrational frequency of crystals. The whole New Jerusalem is based on 12 crystals. Everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent on the universe rather than receiving an imprint from existence. So don't be affected by the present and past existence. Start choosing to focus on the future that you want, aligned to the revelation of your destiny as revealed in a heart-to-heart relationship with the Father. We can be amazing, creative sons to effectively engage creation. The moment you change your perception is the moment you rewrite the body, chemistry of your body. Bruce Lipton. Now, we need to learn to focus our intention and be positive about our own physical being, but not just caught up with our own physical being, but with creation as a whole. Quantum physicists discovered that physical atoms are made up of vortices of energy that are constantly spinning and vibrating, each one radiating its own unique energy signature, and we can begin to connect to that. Therefore, if we really want to observe ourselves and know who we are and find out what we are, we really are beings of energy and vibration, radiating our own unique energy signature. This is fact, and it's what quantum physics has shown us time and time again, but most people don't know how to focus that into a practical application. It's just information until it's focused. Many scientists have already taken the leap and have already questioned the meaning and implications of what we've discovered with quantum physics. One of these potential revelations is that the observer creates the reality. And this is how we use the power of our mind to start choosing and creating realities around us. We make choices that affect reality every day, but most of those choices are based in what we already know and are not choosing new things aligned to what God knows and what we can know in heart-to-heart relationship with Him in the eternal now. A fundamental conclusion of all the new physics also acknowledges that the observer creates that reality. As observers, we are personally involved with the creation of our own reality. Physicists are being forced to admit the universe is a mental construction. What does it mean that our physical material reality isn't really physical at all? It could mean a number of things and concepts, as this cannot be explored if scientists remain within the boundaries of the only perceived world existing and the world we see. We've got to go into the metaphysical. We've got to go into the quantum. So you can focus on Newtonian physics and see the externals, but we need to go and see what's be underneath that. What holds this all together? And that's where the vibration and energy and frequencies come in. Nikola Tesla supposedly said, "The day science begins to study non-physical phenomena, it will make more progress in one decade than in all the previous centuries of existence." Now, I believe we're beginning to discover this. Pioneering physicist Sir James Jeans wrote, "The stream of knowledge is heading toward a non-mechanical reality. The universe begins to look more like a great thought than a great machine." And I think that's exactly right. The mind of Christ, the thoughts of God, the heart of God, His energy field holds this whole creation together according to His thought. Mind no longer appears to be an accidental intruder into the realm of matter. We ought rather to hail it as the creator and governor of the realm of matter. One great example illustrates the role of consciousness within the physical material world, which we know not to be so physical, is the double slit experiment. Photons seem to know if they're being observed. Now, I went into this in great detail in some of the previous modules. I'm not going to go into it in detail, but the double slit optical system was used to test the possible role of consciousness in the collapse of the quantum wave function, popping a quiff, choosing a reality, seeing at a quantum level creation respond to that choice. The study found that factors associated with consciousness are connected. Factors such as meditation, experiential experience, electrocortical markers of focused attention, psychological factors such as openness and absorption significantly correlated in predicting ways which perturbations in the double slit interference pattern. Now, this is technical and I don't necessarily expect you to understand it, but just to say that scientists are beginning to realize that consciousness has an effect of change and affects things, affects reality. The significance of this information is to wake us up and realize that we are all energy radiating our own unique energy signature. Feelings, thoughts, emotions play a vital role. Quantum physics helps us see the significance of how we all feel and how we can focus our feelings and intentions positively. If all of us are in a peaceful, loving state inside, it will no doubt impact the external world around us and influence how others feel as well. Studies have shown that positive emotions operating from a place of peace within oneself can lead to a very different experience for the person emitting those emotions and for those around them. We create energy and positivity, and people can feel it and sense it. We should be the most positive people on the earth, but often Christians are really negative and miserable because of the wrong view of God. We need to get back to the true view of God as a loving Heavenly Father who wants us to know as His sons the reality of who He is and demonstrate that love to all of creation to see it restored. At our subatomic level, does the vibrational frequency change the manifestation of physical reality? If so, in what ways? Well, I believe, yes, it does. We know that when an atom changes its state, it absorbs or emits electromagnetic frequencies, which are responsible for changing its state. So if we can use or emit electromagnetic frequencies, we can change the state, whether it be through our consciousness, whether it be through playing music or focused music, using those things to move, you know, sound can levitate stuff. We've seen YouTube clips of this. Light focus can even cut through solid material when it's focused into a beam like a laser. Do different states of emotion, perception, and feelings result in different electromagnetic frequencies? Yes. So we need to learn to focus those things. It's been proven, but how do we use these facts in our roles as sons of God? And this is the question. These are interesting things, but they're no more interesting unless we use them, focus them, and learn to choose realities with our consciousness. God is spirit, God is love, God is light, God's a consuming fire. God is pure creative light that's beyond the speed of created light. Love is the very essence of God's nature and is one of the highest frequencies that exist. And we are God's sons made in His image to be loved and to express love. We love because He first loved us. We can love each other because He loved us. We need to experience love. Love is what we're going to use. The motive, the focus of all of this stuff is in love. We are spirit light frequency beings living in a human being experience to converge time and eternity, heaven and earth. We are this point of convergence. We need to bring the eternal now into our lives in agreement in heaven to see that manifested on the earth. Our soul and spirit are composed of light, which is electromagnetic energy that exists but cannot be seen with our natural eyes. Creation was spoken into existence with sound electromagnetic energy and continues to exist through the power of God's voice. God's grace is the strings of vibrating energy within the fabric of everything. Everything is connected and empowered by zero-point energy from another spiritual, quantum, or non-local dimension that we can engage and we can draw from. Science has shown that everything is energy, you, me, everything else has its own vibrational frequency. Most people don't know this, however, the so-called New Age have discovered truths that Christianity has rejected and abandoned, but really they're just ancient age rediscovered, and we need to embrace that ancient age truth. A new truth frame is emerging, an expanded consciousness revealing that we are vibrational beings living in a universe of frequency and vibration. As sons, we can use the knowledge of frequency to be fruitful, to subdue and rule, to fulfill our destiny, to restore creation. Hebrews 11:3, just because there are some things in the Bible that give you insight into this. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, a vibrating frequency of energy, so that what is seen, everything physical, material, was made out of things which are not made of the things which are visible. So everything that we see was once invisible, and those invisible particles formed everything, and they're all vibrating at energy. There are dimensional realities that exist that are non-local and invisible to our natural eyes, other dimensions. Colossians 1:15, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by Him all things were created. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. So this is the energy of His thoughts, His heart, intention that holds everything together. And God is reconciling all those things that He created back into a relationship with Himself also. How does this happen? Hebrews 1:3, and he is the radiance of his glory, the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. His words are thoughts expressed in sound waves. Energy vibrating at a frequency holds creation together from a spiritual or quantum realm which is connected to us. Some of you is there now. We're in and out of that realm, connecting particles of our existence, are at Planck's constant, engaging in the different realm, picking up some of that zero point energy which holds us all together. There are many dimensions that exist that we cannot see, but that fact is a mathematical foundation of string theory, the theory of everything. We are spirit beings with the capacity to engage those spiritual dimensions. This room, wherever you are right now, is filled with electromagnetic energy vibrating at a frequency that you cannot see naturally. Radio waves, TV waves, angelic beings, portals, maybe all part of that. We can tune into those waves with the right technology to hear and see. We can tune in our minds to be able to perceive and engage at a different level. There are higher frequency spirit beings, we call angels, that are in the room. We cannot see them with our physical eyes, but we can tune our eyes of our heart and spirit to sense them and see them. We're designed to be able to engage and connect spiritually. We can learn how to use frequency in everyday life for health and wholeness. Living in high frequency rest, living loved, living in gratitude, in joy, living in peace and forgiveness. Our minds emit frequency that can be raised to influence creation. The Schumann's resonance or frequency, the Earth heartbeat, is 7.83 Hertz. And we can effectively begin to engage that and cause it to be raised to come back into its original intention and its original in state. So I want to release these legislation for rest. I want to release this as a frequency with intention. And I want to encourage you just to listen and receive this intention. These intentions are there for us to enter into rest. So just be open to receive. I'm going to use the pentatonic scale of the oracles of the Father's heart. So right now I'm standing in the rest of I am. So this is where my spirit is. Within the name of Yod Heh Vav Heh, I'm standing on the creation stone within the name of God as a son of the order of Melchizedek, administrating as a royal priest out of the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, all of you can be in this place because this is what sonship gives you, a position. So I call forth the oracles of the Father's heart. I call forth the oracles of the Father's heart. In rest, for rest, through the function of the ox, carrying the burden of the weight of the glory as a legislator of rest into creation. I legislate for rest for the sons of God into creation. I stand in the ears of heaven's kingdom government to represent the four faces of God as a son, a co-heir, to call for the all things of creation to come into rest. I call for rest in the affairs of the nations. I call for rest between all the families of the earth. I call for rest to be the frequency that generates hope. There must be more than this within the religious works of the wilderness. I call for rest between the dimensions. I call for the rest of heaven to manifest on earth. I call for rest between spirit, soul, within the heart of man. I call for the rest to be the frequency that generates hope within the wilderness of religious works. I call for the hope of rest to be the pillar of fire that leads the Joshua generation out of darkness, of the wilderness, into the light of the promised land beyond the veil. I call for the hope of rest to end the futility of living in the DIY system of evil that creates the hardship, toil, and labor of self-effort. exodus out of the DIY wilderness, the systems of the old Moses generation order, into the rest of love, joy, and peace within I am. I call for rest, from rest, for all things to experience the precepts of God's heart of love that works all things for the good of those he loves, of all creation. I call for creation to enter the rest of the Creator, so it will be set free from the bondage to corruption into the glorious freedom of our sonship rest. Let the resonance of the call of rest, to enter rest, reverberate throughout all things of creation, into every dimension of time and space. I call for the oracles of the Father's heart. I call for the restoration of rest. I call for the revelation of rest, that we would rest in the reality of our identity as sons of God. I release the oracles of the Father's heart. Frequency of rest go forth. Enter rest. Enter that place where rest is the key to restoration and revelation. Focus your whole being. Slow down your breathing. Enter that place of rest. Enter into Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Enter into that safe place and invite love, joy, and peace to fill you. Let the frequency of love, joy, and peace fill you. Create an atmosphere of love around you, a safe place. And engage heaven, ask the Father to unveil revelation of your identity, of your destiny. Ask Jesus to bring that revelation. Let him lead you to the oracles of the Father's heart. Give you truth about energy healing and restoration. Just go wherever he leads. Engage him and allow the reality of that truth of who he is to bring you to that place of rest. Engage the oracles of the Father's heart. And release that frequency into your spheres of authority to bring rest, living energy flowing from your innermost being.